PSW Mobile.
D4IOX Mobile.
And 4TFW.
Sir, did not forget to set your monitor in.
Not. Man, I kind of like it the other way. I like the morning better. Person, I like to watch the sun come up in the morning. I ain't too much on staying up way late. 8 o'clock's good for me. I didn't get any of that.
25 minutes right here. Carl Sandberg. 4 HKX Mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
14 TFW.
Good morning, Leon. And Leon, you are real scratchy. You must be over close to the state line. About every repeater. Spots, some high spots. Stick to the high spots. I think you're okay.
Everybody's agenda this morning.
It's been a bad area for me all around. And that's a bad area. And Ken, I got to pick my son up at John's Auto Care this morning. He's dropping his car off down there to have some work done to it. And he's going to hang out with me today.
Chance to teach him about radio.
Well, that goes.
A chance to go to the Charlotte Ham Fest, by chance?
Just didn't feel like going by myself.
It's wet. We should have known that. Here we'll be. You're not going to believe what I picked up there, though.
I could rode with you, but I didn't get the last of that, Leon.
We ended up going, me and the wife. And while we were there, I picked up an air cannon, one of those launchers that set your antenna up in a tree there.
Oh, an air cannon. Okay. That'll be nice.
And with it the other day. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Glad I got the guy makes those things. Lives out there in Washington, North Carolina. He had a heck of a drive coming over to Charlotte, but I guess probably about the same for me. But
he's a real nice guy.
Yeah, about, I don't know, probably 15, 20, maybe 30 up there selling them.
Was it a pretty good one?
And the Hamfest. I was kind of disappointed. I mean, it was kind of cool. And I didn't have any tailgaters outside. Very few vendors. You know, new stuff vendors. Of course, the wireman was there. And, but all the, you know, the usual indoor flea market stuff. But not bad. They had one side of the building that was pretty full. The other side was kind of spaced out.
Yeah, but maybe since everybody's getting over the COVID scare, things will start getting back to normal, but I'm sure it's going to take a couple of years.
Oh, I think the cellular phones have put a damper on the ham radio.
Cell phones aren't working like they're supposed to anymore. I don't know.
It's a little overly reliant on the cell phone. KD4, IOX.
Come on back in here, Ken.
I have to jump out for a minute as soon as I clear this red light. I gotta get some fuel or I'm gonna be pushing it on the way home. KN4 TFW.
I didn't mean to push out or anything. KD4 IOX.
Nah, you're good. You're good. Everybody in the morning is welcome.
get that freezing rain that you and Andrew been praying for.
Order, I guess. 10-4 TFW.
Patrick, you'll be good till you get about halfway down the hill here, and you'll hit right into the P-Soo. Figured with the rain yesterday and the weather today, about halfway down is normally where it hits. The antenna for my truck, I didn't have any vendors there for antennas, which I was really hoping, but I guess I'll just have to buy it online. Figure out what I want, purchase it, have it shipped to the house. Looking for a mirror mount, like I kind of something like I got. Well, you know, those trucks, they've got the fiberglass mirrors. So I don't know how I'm going to end up doing that. There's the newer ones, the Cascadias, Freightliners. And I don't... It's got a CB antenna. I thought about just taking the CB antenna off it and get that regular 5/8 screw on 2-meter antenna. I was going to ask is if it had the factory-installed CB antenna mounts. One. I don't know. I haven't paid that much attention to it. It's kind of an older truck, so. But it's not old enough to, you know, have the metal mirror mounts. The, a bar that goes, if it's got the back window on it, they make a bar that bolts on there that for hanging antennas on and your glad hands. Or mount. I don't know. I'm still working on trying to figure it out. I guess it's no rush. Still have the radio set on the back seat here. I mean, it's a chore trying to figure out how to mount that antenna on there. Mine had the bar window, bar mirrors, so I went with just an old clamp-on CB mount and put me an MNO in it, and that's what I went with. Had to notch the cover over the lower part of the mirror to get the cables out. The MNO mount, because that's what I've got on my truck here. I'm just going to do all the mounts the same. Something else, they make adapters to go from the 3/8 CB mount to the MNOA. That way, it's, you don't have to change anything. They just make an adapter for it. Yeah. I don't know. Still trying to figure it out. They had I was looking at the... power poles. They had this power pole set mounted up on a... You know, I've already got the power poles on the radio. So I figured I was going to hook up the power, and I think I'm just going to... They were $18. I was like, wow, that's kind of steep. Pulls on a piece of wire, and it's going to, you know, plug in. But it's all about the plug.
Get ready to do that if you'll let me know. I've got the stuff to make that, those power poles. And we can make your own wire.
Offer, but I've got all that too. I've got the crimpers and the power poles. The power poles, I could, you know, they don't just everything shoots up way up. I mean, they had a bag there for $50. I'm picking up to the wife says, "Oh my gosh,
that's getting expensive."
This was 30 amp. It was like, you know, I don't know what it was, but a bit larger ones. It's like, wow.
KN4TFW Mobile, I'm back.
4HKX, welcome back.
OX, and when it set you back. That set you back.
$30.
Makes my truck thirsty.
Yeah, I hear you. It took 7.77 gallons.
Excursion would just laugh at you for that.
Of a tank, and I would take more than that just to make me full again.
I can't complain about this car. We got it at just the exact right time.
We took the Charlotte. It was my wife's car, but I will go drive this. I try to drive this as little as I can. Not actually drive the wife's car, but I can get away with it to and from work, which I have in the past. There's another reason I want to put a radio in her car, too, but yeah.
Dump truck missed the driveway. Man, he's buried up to the axles, leaning over.
Again?
29 coming into Lyman. They're, I don't know, they're building something there on the right just after you cross over the river. And he missed the driveway and fell off in the ditch.
Good. That work truck, it's, I try to pay a lot of attention to what I'm doing. Off into somewhere you don't want to be.
Four sets of axles underneath that thing, and he just dropped the last ones right off in the ditch I'm talking about.
You gotta be careful of that, because most driveways aren't wide enough to get a big truck down easily. You gotta hit them straight on.
Your story, KD4IOX, when I bought my property, I was building my house. It was a very narrow driveway and an extremely narrow road coming in. And luckily, we had just widened that thing up, not probably a week, 2 weeks. And my son decided he's going to create his own widowmaker and drop a limb on his head. And we had to call EMS. And luckily,
he got up there. But I'm going to have to make the switch over to 285 coming into the black hole. So I'm going to stay 7-3 here, and I'll meet you over there. Say 04 8
Kid, I'm going to move over to KD4IOX.
KN4TFWQSY.
IOX. I didn't know that, but when you turn left off the 25 onto 290, from there past the first stop sign, it's a kind of a dead zone for 285.
Anyway, that often to and be talking on a 285, so I wouldn't know.
See you on the weekend? Exciting on the weekend, this past weekend.
Today I got my raised garden beds ready, and I did a few outside chores, and then I jumped on the radio and made some contacts. There was a 10-meter South America contest and then a couple of QSO parties, and that's about all I did.
Get this air cannon going and get my antenna back up, get back on 6 meters. I don't have any way to get on there except my handheld. And he said that a local 6 meters,
630.
Where do they put it at?
Paris Mountain. I mean, I can hit it good, but I'm right there in Greer, right there by the angle.
Is that pretty good from the house?
I haven't acted on it yet, but I've heard it identified, and it's 20 over when it identifies.
I'm for this area right along here. That's going to be real good.
6 meter contact over the weekend. It was all the way out in California.
Patrick, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, figured out last weekend and this weekend I need to rearrange a couple of my ham sticks and get me another 10 meter so that I can make it more directional.
That was the other thing I was looking for at the ham fest, was a 2 meter beam. A couple guys picked one up before. I guess I got that a little bit later than I should have, a little after the doors opened. But they'd already picked it up. I guess they were happy with it. But that's what I like to get. I like to get a 2 meter beam. And I don't have anything here. All the rest of my stuff's omnidirectional.
I had a wire, but then we had to take down our trees. They were just too big. And so then I lost my support for my wire. So I switched to that MFJ. I think it's like 2104. It's kind of looks like an umbrella, or they call it an octopus. And man, that thing works really good. But it has a 75 meter band that I don't use too much, and I think I'll change it over to 10 meter.
Yeah, I've seen those. You don't have any ground radials, or do you?
Ground radials or anything. It works. It works good. The antenna mast doesn't even have a ground on it. Get a direction, you know. Of course, it's but bidirectional on that, but it works really good. But my 10 meter is just I just kept jumping over stations and that. I just need something that's a little more directional.
That's the way to go. KD4 IOX.
Last 2 weeks, I've picked up like 7 new countries, so that's doing pretty good for me.
Days, I'm gonna sit down and do that. Work a few countries.
It's been open to Europe and South America. Got Chile and Argentina a bunch, but I keep jumping over Bolivia.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like playing with it, but the time is of the essence. I mean, when I get more time.
When I, like you said, when I have the chance, I may go several weeks without getting on, but yesterday was too wet to do anything outside, so we just kind of settled in, and I worked, I don't know, a couple of hours in that evening.
Best time to get on there. Just good conditions. Evening or early morning?
Just a Greenland station in the early morning. I like 4 more state confirmations to get worked all states.
I'm going to start with the states, and then I'm going to try the counties.
At one time, he'd worked all the counties a couple of times, and it's like, man, that's a feat all by itself.
What's the counties in this country?
People from Canada.
Oh, my. Hey, he's doing a lot of driving then. If he's doing them. Oh, wow.
Montana and North Dakota, just hard to get a confirmation from there. I've made contact there, but nobody's confirmed me on QRZ. And I ain't paying for Logbook of the World.
It's a different country in itself up there. Like, poor, nothing but country up there.
You know, there's not as many operators and they're pretty spread out. Now, they had, Idaho, QSO Party, Oklahoma, QSO Party, and Wisconsin Party this weekend. And I made contact, I don't know, 3 or 4 contacts in each one.
That's good. I have a good time to play with that.
Probably the easiest way to get it is to follow those parks on the air guys. And that, because I've made like almost 400 contacts on parks on the air.
I used to have my call sign on the back of my truck here. And we went camping when I retired. And we took a road trip. And 2 weeks into the road trip, I went camping and pulled the campsite right next to a guy, and he walks up and says, "You AM radio operator?" I said, "Yeah, it's a call sign right on the truck." He says, "Oh, I'm working parks in the air right now." I went over there and sat with him, and we talked, and he talked on the radio, and had a good old time.
Seemed pretty nice in that. Man, some of them can really work a bunch of contacts quick.
The portable packs they've got. I was looking at those at the ham fest, too, but, yeah, getting off the money and having the time. But, yeah, some nice stuff sitting there.
Yeah, I need to get me another 10-meter ham stick, and I'll swap out those 75 meters and then put it to a vertical. And then I need a data cable. I need a 6-pin, well, I think they call it a mini DIN, to a speaker. And I think I can get my radio on the digital modes.
Raving about FT8, I wouldn't mind trying that, but right now I really don't know that much about it.
The ASU 450D, and it looks like you can take the data cable and run it into the mic and speaker. Unfortunately, my computer has, one jack for the mic and the speaker, so I need a different cable, but I should be able to find that, and then I'll get Andrew to come over and help me get it all set up. But I kind of wanted to get to 100 countries before I clogged up my logbook with digital.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I've got the Yaesu FT, 97, 857, but I can't remember the numbers, could have messed up. Could have transposed. It's about dyslexia kicking in. But it'll do all that. And that's what I use at the house. And on that note, kid, I'm gonna sign with you. I'm getting in my traffic, getting close to work here. Have a great day. Good talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you on the radio and HF here shortly.
Leon, it was good talking to you, and be careful out there driving today, and maybe we'll catch you again later in the week. KN4 TFW.
And 73. Patrick, you listening? 73 to you too. KD4 IOX.